家好，可可口语课堂在这一时刻伴随您。My boyfriend didn't answer my phone. He must still be angry. 我男朋友没有接我电话，他一定是还在生气。我觉得你有点大惊小怪了，也许他在忙呢。I think you're making a fuss. Maybe he's just busy.Fuss, F-U-S-S, 做动词表示小题大做，无事自扰，扰乱，使烦躁。Stop fussing and eat your food, 别大惊小怪的吃你的东西吧。吃饭时吃到一个小颗粒这样的事儿真不算什么。Stop fussing and eat your food.Don't fuss me while I'm driving. 我开车时别打搅我。那对于我来说呢 ?Don't fuss me while I'm recording. 在我录音的时候不要打扰我。这个单词 fuss 作为名词呢就是大惊小怪小题大做忙乱。通常使用的短语是 make a fuss. Make a fuss. She makes fuss when I'm 5 minutes late. 我迟到了5分钟她就大惊小怪。She makes a fuss when I'm 5 minutes late.You don't need to make a fuss about bad service. 服务不佳没什么好小题大做的。You don't need to make a fuss about bad service. 拓展一下词汇 fussy, F-U-S-S-Y, 是形容词表示挑剔的。He's very fussy about his food. 他对于食物非常的挑剔。那挑剔的人呢在某种程度上会比较追求完美。有时候呢造成在装饰房间的时候过分装饰了。这是 fussy 的第二个意思过分装饰的 fussy。I don't like fussy clothes. 我不喜欢过分装饰过分华丽的衣服。Me too, 自然清新淡雅就好。在你 fuss about something, 挑剔某事的时候你也在唠叨抱怨。fuss 做形容词的第三个意思就是唠叨的抱怨的。The little girl dislikes her fussy parents. 小女孩不喜欢她那过分操心的父母。The little girl dislikes her fussy parents. 父母唠叨也是对我们的爱。要让父母对自己不唠叨那就做好自己吧。让父母看到你很棒让他们不用对你太担心。I don't want to make a fuss over such a trifle. 我不想为这种小事大惊小怪。在上一小节我们学习了 make a fuss 表示大惊小怪小题大做。这一小节我们来讲讲让你大惊小怪的小事 trifle, T-R-I-F-L-E, 用作名词意思就是琐事小事 trifle.A mere trifle brought about a quarrel between the brothers. 一点小事引起了兄弟间一场争吵。A mere trifle brought about a quarrel between the brothers. 何必呢？互相理解一下，退一步海阔天空。Trifle 作为名词还可以表示少量。I have only a trifle of wine left. 我只剩下一点点酒了。这里的 a trifle of 就是指一点点少量的。I have only a trifle of wine left. 我只剩下一点点酒了。是要借酒消愁吗？干嘛喝那么多酒呢？ Trifle 作为动词基本意思是轻视、玩弄、指某人不严肃的、不诚恳的、不专心的以及漫无目的的对待某人或者某事。后面常见的介词是 with. Trifle with, 玩弄、视同而戏、心不在焉的做某事。He's always trifling with his cigarette lighter. 他总是心不在焉地玩弄他的打火机。He is always trifling with his cigarette lighter. Don't trifle with serious matters. 对于严肃的事情可别闹着玩。Don't trifle with serious matters. 这两个例句里的 trifle with 是指玩弄事物。下面我们来听听关于不诚恳对待人的例句。Never trifle with others' affections. 不要玩弄别人的感情。Never trifle with others' affections.Do not trifle with me. Give me a straight answer. 别拿我不当回事儿，给我一个直截了当的答复。Do not trifle with me. Give me a straight answer. 如果轻视时间，对时间心不在焉，那就是浪费虚度了。这是 trifle 作为动词的第二个意思，浪费虚度，一般指在某件事上浪费时间、金钱、精力等。常用的短语是 trifle away. Trifle away. 浪费虚度。They have trifled away the whole day. 他们已经浪费了一整天。They have trifled away the whole day. He trifled away his entire inheritance. 他把继承的遗产全都挥霍一空。He trifled away his entire inheritance.在今天的节目中我们讲到了两个单词第一个是 fuss 小题大做无事自扰扰乱是焦躁常用的短语是 make a fuss 表示小题大做然后呢讲到了让我们小题大做的小事 trifle 常用的短语是 trifle with 心不在焉的做玩弄和 trifle away 虚度浪费 I don't want to make a fuss about such a trifle 我不想为了这种小事小题大做我觉得这是一种豁达的态度是值得提倡的今天的节目就到这里我们下一期不见不散拜拜